Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What day is it?
I'm thinking that today is Friday right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be correct.
Correct, Mundo.
It's been a very long week,
so now I'm ready to see it end.
Are you ready?
I am ready. Wait, ready for what?
Ready for the weekend.
This is our show. And it's not over.
In fact, it's just starting.
And let's get this show started.
Now we begin.
All right, kids. Let's show them.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up. It is Friday morning. It is show number 2023, Carla.
Man, and just a reminder to everyone, I don't know if you realize it or not, but 2 weeks from today, 14 days, is Christmas.
Wow.
I know it.
Now, normally your shopping is done.
Oh, this year has... I haven't been shopping, traditional shopping,
right.
in forever. So it's been online, a couple things here and there. I'm so behind.
And you know, for me, I can't wait till the last couple of days.
Yeah, I know.
Looking forward to it.
Have fun with that.
Oh, and we have to talk about the world famous Jingle Bell Rock. You know, we hear the rumors, we watch social media, and the story is that somebody has found it. But according to the rules, until they present it and we confirm it between 8 and 5 here at the radio station, we still have to give out the clues. So your first of 5 on-air clues coming up just a little bit after 8 o'clock. And don't forget, a written bonus clue will be posted at all Meineke Car Care Centers throughout Las Vegas after 8 as well. Weather-wise, not too bad. Not as warm as we're used to.
Right.
Plenty of sunshine. High, what, in the mid to upper 50s?
Yeah, we might get close to 60, but that's about it.
All right, let's do it. Your first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Rutgers University men's basketball team, they have cardboard cutouts of the Sopranos cast in their stands, and they all went to the game on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Of course, because of coronavirus, they can't have people in the stands. Tony, Carmella, Pauly, Syl, they were all at the game.
Really?
Yes. People wondering why, probably because the late James Gandolfini graduated from Rutgers.
Oh.
So they had the whole family in the stands and then some from the show. Yes, it's pretty funny, all the cutouts.
I love how some sports teams have become very creative.
Yeah, they have.
With
I know.
The cutouts.
It's good. It's actually very cool to see.
Uh-huh.
This was kind of fun, and I did not mention it earlier in the week. I didn't know what day it was on, but it has been done. Josh Gad's Reunited Apart. He started a second series of it, I should say, on YouTube. He brought together the cast of Wayne's World. They were all on, and it was a lot of fun to watch.
Oh.
So you can still catch it, of course. They all sit on YouTube once it is done. And Clarice, Silence of the Lambs. That is a sequel. That is going to be coming to CBS on February 11th. It looks, just in the trailer, it looks kind of creepy.
Yeah.
It looks a little bit creepy. Yeah.
So this is after she caught or dealt with the Silence of the Lambs guy?
That's what it sounds like. It is a sequel. It sounds like it might be about her perhaps after that.
Okay.
So we will see. But yeah, it looks, it even looks like in kind of a silhouette, it looks like Jodie Foster. It's not, but it looks like her. So that's kind of cool. You know what? That's my take for now. Sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Spotify is now putting together playlists for your pets. Doesn't matter. Dog, cats, gerbils, snakes, whatever the case may be. So we wanted to know, if you're a pet person, what kind of music, what do you leave on when you leave the house for work or to do whatever?
Right. Dalton said we leave Animal Planet on. We catch both our dog and cat following the movement or the sounds of the animals, Jack the cat especially. So apparently Jack's more in tune to what's going on Animal Planet.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, well, it makes sense.
Morty was screwing with Squish this morning.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Turning some music up and down. Squish didn't move. So
no, didn't
Squish didn't
him.
Move at all. It's like, oh, funny. Very funny.
He has remote control on his phone.
Yeah.
Watch this. I'm going to just blare the music.
Yes, yeah.
And Squish is what kind of dog?
English Bulldog.
Yeah, he just lays there.
No,
yeah.
Doesn't care.
Doesn't.
It takes effort for him to open his eyes.
Like we said off the air, you're going to come home and the neighbors are going to say, hey, listen, tell Squish to keep the music down.
Yeah.
when you're gone.
When you're gone. Elizabeth's on the phone. Elizabeth, first of all, how many pets, what kind of pets do you have?
Three dogs. Three, a Basset, a Beagle, and a Jack Russell Dachshund.
Oh.
How do you please all three?
It's not easy, and they all howl. When, as soon as one of them starts, all three of them go.
Well, of course.
So, but do they all agree on the music that's left on?
I turn on the radio every morning at 7:30.
Yeah.
We listen to you guys all day, whether I'm in or out. Never turn it off.
Uh-huh.
My husband comes in every night at 6:30 and turns it off and turns on the TV.
See, there's a constant, like, talking or noise.
Right.
And
always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Animals like
Walk
that.
At everything.
Yeah.
And my kids Amazon stuff all the time, so the Amazon guy's always at the door. But I turn it on.
Well, of course.
They can't hear it. When the guy comes to the door, they don't hear it because, you know, the music is on or whatever.
That's hilarious.
I turn it on every morning, and it never goes off until my husband turns it off at 6:30.
So, oh, they're sports dogs.
Yeah, they're sports dogs. Yeah.
Have a good day. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Justin, what kind of pet do you have?
I got two chocolate labs, and I have two cats as well.
Wow.
Okay. Do they listen to music or TV?
We got a little zoo. They love all music, usually upbeat, and I always leave Animal Planet on before we leave for work in the morning.
Yeah, because I've heard that before.
Uh-huh.
I have friends with animals, and they said, oh, Animal Planet, it's a no-brainer.
That's so funny.
Yeah, you know, they start off with like the dogs 101 in the morning, and
yeah,
they go over like all that stuff, and I've come home for lunch and seen him on the couch just enthralled on TV in the morning.
Wow.
When you walk in and the dogs are going, shh, don't,
best part.
Don't say anything.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3
KKLZ.
You know, we're always saying be the first to find and return Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock and win $10,000 from KKLZ and Monarchy Car Care Centers doing car care right. And Carla, we know, we've heard the rumors, we've watched social media, rumor has it that it has been found, but according to the rules, until somebody brings the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock right here to the radio station between 8 and 5 to confirm it.
I know, people are having fun out there, though. I'm getting some really cool texts.
Well, let's see what happens this morning, but if it's true, then one lucky KKLZ listener has won $10,000 from Monarchy Car Care Centers doing car care right at 96.3 KKLZ.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a lot of pet owners out there say their pets have provided them with some much-needed companionship this year, like 86% of them. They say they've helped with their stress or anxiety during this whole pandemic. Half of them say that time with their pets has been one of the top benefits of working from home. So good for them, man. Mm-hmm. If something's helping, good. Bring it on. The most popular winter drinks, Mike. Now, these aren't necessarily cocktail drinks.
Oh.
They're just drinks in the winter.
Okay.
According to a new survey, hot chocolate, the old standby, eggnog, apple cider, peppermint-flavored coffee, and mulled cider. People like those things this time of year. Anything hot, basically.
I never got eggnog.
I don't mind it. I don't dislike it. I just don't really drink it, you
That's
know?
Something I've never had either.
No, it's pretty good with some rum in it.
Really?
It's real good with rum in it. Yeah, you darn right it is. A little cinnamon on there and a little rum in there. Darn good.
You put a little rum in anything?
Yeah.
I guess I can tolerate it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And then you call it grognog.
Yeah,
that's
grognog.
What you do right there. And China and Nepal say they don't know what's going on, but Mount Everest is taller than it used to be.
What?
I don't know. both. Both countries say that it is much taller than it used to be.
Is it that maybe the ground around it is shrinking? Or going down?
Possibly. Maybe.
How could it
maybe
be taller?
I don't know.
It's could stone. Be. It doesn't grow.
It doesn't grow, but maybe it's shifted in some way. Maybe the Viagra. I don't know. But both countries, they see it.
Wow.
It's right there. I know. They're saying that it's taller. I'd love to know about how much. But yeah, like you say, I'm wondering if something around there is shrinking. So it's like, you know, it would be like my inseam, you know, becoming longer. How's that happening? How are my feet fatter at the bottom?
Wasn't there some news that, Lindo Michoacan, the original place.
They have a sinkhole. Yeah.
I mean, you're sitting there in a booth, all of a sudden you go,
did somebody else feel that?
I mean, I know the lights went down a little bit,
but I feel lower now. I feel shorter. I can barely see over the table.
That is wild.
Yeah, so I gotta dig more into this one. It is Friday. Yes, it is. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard.
What do we have this week, Jeff?
We have on Netflix streaming right now, Mr. Iglesias Part 3. You know, of course, it stars Gabriel Iglesias in a series as a good-natured high school history teacher who helps gifted misfit teenagers. So Part 3 is streaming on Netflix right now, and his nickname is Fluffy, for all you fans out there. Yeah. So Fluffy is rumored to have a romance storyline this time around, so Mr. Iglesias is going to get some romance. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great family series, and he's a friend of Las Vegas too, so he's a great guy. And you can check out my exclusive interview with him on my YouTube channel. Next one I have is Dashing in December, and it's about it's a cowboy Christmas love story, and Wyatt finally comes home for the holidays to convince his mother to sell the family's Colorado ranch. And he finds romance with a dashing new ranch hand who dreams of saving the property and a magical winter wonderland attraction. So the film stars Peter Port, Juan Pablo DePace, Andy McDowell. This is an LGBTQ holiday romance on the Paramount Network this Sunday.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's great. It really is. And also, you can find my interview with both of them, the leads, on my YouTube channel.
Okay.
And this is, not many people know about the Smithsonian Channel, but it's one of my favorite channels because I love education. I love all the kind of programming they have. They have a new show called Ice Airport Alaska.
Oh, wow.
So this chronicles the daily challenges of an airport staff who keep the facility open of Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah.
Okay, so talk about weather that goes to minus 36 degrees, wind speeds that exceed 100 miles per hour. It's one of the most notorious international airports in our country. So this gives us a behind-the-scenes look at all the challenges they have in Alaska running a major international airport. It's fascinating. It really
I've been there. I've spent several weeks there, and I know the airport very, very well. It's really cool.
And I talked to one of their main pilots, and you can find that on my YouTube channel, one of the main pilots for the show. Now, the final one we have today, Carla, I just finished binge-watching this. All six episodes are on demand right now, and also if you have HBO, but it's such an incredible show. It's called The Undoing with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen this yet?
I have. Oh my God.
Oh, it's about a therapist's life who unravels. Her life unravels when she learns that her husband might be responsible for a horrible murder. And I'm telling you, this show unfolds slowly. It builds suspense. And I have never seen more incredible performances from Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant, who I associate with comedy. But man, he was incredible. And teenage Noah Jupe is just fantastic. So if you haven't seen The Undoing, you're not going to be able to just watch a few episodes at a time. You're just going to sit through the whole six episodes. And it's on HBO and on demand right now.
Jeff, thank you very much. You know what? You can see any of these interviews and keep up with Jeff at VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, we appreciate it. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
We'll talk next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Last week, thanks a lot.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Well, there is a rumor rumored that The Rock has been found. It has not been brought into the station yet. So until it is, we are going to give you another clue just in case it has not. Okay, so listen up. Latest clue, help lead you to Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Keep your eyes open and see the signs. Keep your eyes open and see the signs. Now write that in your clue journal in case you need it for later, or you got to look back next year, whatever it is, put it in the clue journal. That is the one you need. Now, of course, the first person to bring it back here, whoever that may be, you will win $10,000 from Meineke Car Care Centers and 96.3 KKLZ. If it is not brought in, Bob Bishop filling in for Wendy Rush. He will have another clue at 11:25. And be sure to visit the participating Meineke locations near you for a new written bonus clue posted each weekday. You need any other information, you know what? Just download that free, I said free, KKLZ app, or go to 96.3KKLZ.com.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3KKLZ.
Well, 6 years after the original series ended, HBO is rebooting True Blood. Cool, and it was a good show, but I swear we're like rebooting shows that haven't even aired yet. So just all of a sudden, yeah, just ended, a few years ago. So good for them. It was a great show, but okay.
So we'll have to assume it's going to be good.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the original was. So, okay. If they have the same people, I'm sure it will be. This was interesting. Steve Perry tells Rolling Stone magazine in a recent interview he did that he almost replaced David Lee Roth as lead singer of Van Halen. He said, I don't know if anyone knows this. He said, but when Dave left Van Halen, I was living in the Bay Area, not sure what I was or wasn't going to do anymore.
Right.
Either I called Eddie or Eddie called me. Back in those days, we were both having what you would call late night behaviors on the phone. We had some fun talking trash. Eddie said I should come down sometime. Let's jam, have a play, maybe join the band. He said at some level, I felt really honored. He was just born with it. He said we talked about how cool it would be. This was just before they brought Sammy on.
I don't know. I could hear him jamming or something. Steve has a great voice.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And it's high, and he can hit all the notes.
Yeah.
I think the Van Halen stuff, to me, this is just me.
Mm-hmm.
I think your voice has to be a little dirty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Absolutely.
I don't know the term.
Right. Was Steve too smooth? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I mean, okay. He's got a great voice.
Right.
But I don't think it's dirty.
Raunchy. There you go. A little more raunchy. Yeah. I would love to have heard it, though. I would love to have heard that. That's for sure.
At least once.
Yeah. No kidding. And Nicolas Cage, I will watch this. He is hosting a 6-episode series for Netflix. It's called The History of Swear Words.
Oh, good.
Each episode will examine the origins of a particular word. Of course, the F word, the S word. Interesting to see. I've actually looked some of these up to see where they came from. It is very interesting. It premieres January 5th. Maybe we can talk to him next week and just see.
We've had him on before.
Yes, we have. And just, see what it's all about. Okay. Why not? That is my take, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit. Hey, we still have another digital download for Wander, starring Tommy Lee Jones, Aaron Eckhart, and a Papa John's pizza dinner and a movie, if you will, even if you won't. Coming up here in just a few minutes, Blondie.
Jessica,
you are caller number 9.
I am.
You are.
Oh my God.
You are picking up a copy of the movie Wander. Aaron Eckhart,
wow.
Tommy Lee Jones. Yeah, good movie. Also, we've got a large pizza for you from Papa John's Pizza. So hang on the line. We will get your information. Okay, Jessica?
Well, thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News. Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. By the way, give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, three women and a man recently went into a restaurant in Charleston, South Carolina. Their bill was like $77, but they only put $25 on the table and then took off. Okay. Which would have been fine, but one of the people left their ID on the table.
Oh, oops. Oh, great.
So.
Who has to pay now? Oh, this is great. Okay.
Police are tracking them down.
Oh, that sucks.
And yeah, when you dash and dine, you got to take everything with you.
Man.
Okay. Guy in Oklahoma thought he heard squirrels in his attic, so he went back to check. Found a random guy up there.
What? Hey, the guy lived. Big squirrel.
Biggest squirrel ever.
Jeez.
Here he is calling 911.
Oklahoma City 911. What's your emergency?
Yeah, I've got a man, a stranger in my house. Uh-huh. Came into the attic, camped out overnight. I need somebody here immediately. I have a gun on him right now. Oh, grab your bag. We're going downstairs.
Did you put the gun down?
No, I'm walking him down the stairway.
Yeah, he was packing, so the homeowner.
Yeah, good.
So said,
good.
Hey,
yeah.
Get your bag. We're going downstairs.
I get it.
And we're going to wait until cops come.
I just wanted to sleep. I'm not hurting anything.
You know what? I'll take my nuts and go.
Exactly.
You thought I was a squirrel.
Yeah. Yeah, look at me. Big squirrel. Hello. Look at me. Look at my tail. Look at that.
Bye-bye.
Wow. There is a new product that you put between your cheeks. Yes, your cheeks, not on your face.
Wow.
It absorbs the smell of your flatulence, Mike. It comes from a company called Shreddies, and they are the makers of the flatulence filtering underwear. And you can buy what? Wow, a pair for $25, or well, I guess it's a pair or one. $25 online. So if it's a problem with you, I read the story and I just thought, I guess that's why you get married, isn't it? Guess that's the reason. Honey, can you come here? Is this right? Is this thing where it's supposed to be? Is that right? Is it work? Hold on. Is it working? Okay, great. Thanks, honey. By the way, what is this? Can you see that? Mm-hmm. What is that?
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. This is very cool. I think it's a good way to end the week as well. For a while there, not a lot of people were applying for medical school. Over the last several years, it dropped a lot. Well, more people are applying for med school now than normal.
Uh-huh.
Experts say it's a direct result of the pandemic. They're calling it the Fauci effect.
Oh.
They say that a lot of doctors are inspired now because of him. Medical schools have seen an uptick in applicants, a result of people who are energized by the role that doctors have played in finding a vaccine, all of that. And they say they want to be a part of the solution. I think that's really impressive.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Medical schools all over the country. They say that it's really, really, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's a very big deal. Like I say, for many, many years, it dropped. Applicants really dropped. And now they're going back up wanting to do the good work. So that's very cool.
They said that Tom Cruise, when Top Gun came out, had the same effect. A lot of guys and a lot of women.
The Cruise effect.
They wanted to be a fighter pilot. They wanted to be fighter pilots.
Yeah, I guess so.
So that's great.
I guess so. Even though he was a fake fighter pilot. But
well,
okay.
I get
no,
it.
No, I know. I get what you're selling.
I want to be just like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Okay. He wasn't really a fighter pilot.
Yeah, but I get it. Get it.
All right. If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the first of three music marathons sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada. It's open enrollment time for individual health plans, so choose Health Plan of Nevada. Visit choosehpn.com. As we wrap up the work week, keep in mind the Jingle Bell Rock, it's still out there.
Yes, someone find it.
$10,000 from Meineke Car Care Centers doing car care right. And the rumor is somebody has actually found it.
Yes, I know.
But according to the rules, until they present it and we confirm it,
right,
we're still going to give you another clue. Bob Bishop will have that for you at 11:25.
Right.
event. Right? And you can pick up your bonus clue at Meineke Car Care Centers throughout Las Vegas. But until that block is presented and confirmed, we still go forward.
If it is rescued, bring it in. Please bring the rock.
$10,000.
Yes.
Otherwise, do have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.